Barry is an aspiring actress at the University of Southern California. Ella Bernal talks to the actress about the challenges and successes of being yourself versus being somebody else.
What's your least favorite character that you've ever had to play?
Least favorite character? You know, I don't know if I have any, because I think no matter what the character is, like no matter how random and kind of outside of your comfort zone it is, the better it is. My favorite characters are usually ones that I don't relate to at all. You get to try to wrap your mind around what it would be like to be that f***ed up and like try to experience that. And that's like a crazy, fun, scary thing to do.
So when you do that, do you have to find things that you relate to?
Honestly, for me, it's a lot of thinking. Like, a really easy way to like try to get yourself naturally into character is when you're going through your everyday life, you know how you have like an internal monologue, you're thinking, okay, I have this class and that, I have to write this paper, when I get home, I really don't want to call this person, it's going to be a shitty conversation, da 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 da. You have to think of all these things that you have to do. Instead of thinking your inner monologue, try to go through your day thinking your character's inner monologue. And it's really like, for example, right now I'm in solo performance and I had to write a monologue.
Heard it or read it?
I hope my mom never sees it because I don't think she quite, I don't know if she can handle it. I think if she ever saw how I like really felt about it, it would kind of destroy her.
So I guess then your performance is more for you.
Yeah, no, definitely. I feel like most of the performances that I do like are for me. I get like this really great feeling of like catharsis when I like do a self-expression like that, because I feel like it's like I'm taking something off of my chest and like giving it to other people, and not in like a here take my burden kind of way, just in like an I'm free kind of way. There's nothing more beautiful than when somebody is vulnerable, and that's what a lot of theater is based around generally anyways. There's a concept of like the fourth wall, which is the wall between the actor and the audience, and it's supposed to be that there's an invisible wall there. Like, the actor doesn't see the audience, but the audience sees the actor. And that gives the audience, like, a fly-on-the-wall perspective. They get to, like, see into somebody's intimate moments when it's absolutely none of their business. Because deep down, everybody is a voyeur. Everybody wants to see and wants to know it's none of their business to a certain extent. So, like, that's what theater is. You get to see an argument between a husband and a wife, and you don't even know them. I feel like, I guess, being an artist is a really selfish lifestyle because it's so introspective and expressionistic. It's all about, like, who you are and what you have to give and what you have to say. And in that way, it is kind of self-absorbed. But I guess, hopefully, in your message, in your self-absorbed creation process, you can create something that inspires other people and it has a ripple effect so that you do affect and help other people in the long run.
That was Ella Bernal talking with actress TJ Barry.